USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The big announcement coming Monday. Who will President Trump pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court now that Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring at the end of the month? Here's the president in his pre-recorded weekly media address.
In choosing a new justice, I will select someone with impeccable credentials, great intellect, unbiased judgment, and deep reverence for the laws and Constitution of the United States.
President Trump, who is spending the weekend again at his property in Bedminster, New Jersey, says he is close to a decision.
My greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
And the president clear on the reach the judges have.
Judges are not supposed to rewrite the law, reinvent the Constitution, or substitute their own opinions for the will of the people expressed through their laws.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The U.S. economy adds more jobs last month than the experts had predicted. From Washington, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
The report from the Labor Department showing 213,000 jobs were created in June, and that's significantly stronger than the 190,000 to 200,000 analysts had been predicting. That good news, though, is somewhat offset by an uptick in the jobless rate. That rose 0.2% to an even 4% last month.
The death of a retired Thai Navy SEAL diver working to rescue a soccer team from a flooded cave in northern Thailand underscores the danger and sense of urgency as more heavy rain is expected this weekend. Bruce Konef is an expert diver. He says he loves seeing all the optimism among the Navy SEALs.
I've never seen more optimistic people in my life. Everybody. I've never heard anybody speak negative. Everybody is positive. I've never seen, so many people going in the cave and that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Earlier today, Vice President Mike Pence delivered remarks at ICE headquarters. Let's take a listen to a portion of those comments.
You do all this because you love your country. You do all this because you're called to serve. But I want you to know, President Trump and I and the American people understand that behind these statistics and this work, you also, you do so oftentimes without regard to your personal safety. Men and women of ICE, like all of law enforcement, you've answered a call that requires you to put the lives of your countrymen ahead of your own. And I want you and your loved ones to know that we understand this. We appreciate and understand the risks that you face when you come into contact with violent criminals, when you enforce the law, when you remove drug dealers and gang members from our streets that threaten our families. In recent years, tragically, attacks on you and your fellow law enforcement officers have risen dramatically. In 2017, attacks on your fellow DHS colleagues at Customs and Border Protection increased by nearly 75%. And at ICE, assaults on your officers nearly tripled in 2017. But remarkably, but not surprisingly, these attacks have not diminished your commitment or your courage or your determination to enforce our laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.